Lecture topic, sympathy to employers.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أطعم أخاه حتى يشبعه وسقاه من الماء حتى يرويه بعده الله تعالى من جهنم سبع خنادق ما بين كل خندقين مسيرة 500 عام أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed, honored and favored each and every one of us in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and selected us to be in the ummah of Khatamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our role model, our guide, our example is the perfect and complete way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you in the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the most perfect example. We have been given a gradient. We have been given a measuring tape by which in the hereafter, in Allah's court, whether you are black or white, whether you were rich or poor, whether you lived in a palatial home or you lived in a hut, will have absolutely no consequence whatsoever. The only criteria in Allah's court is how much did you adopt the mold and example of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, many of us fail to realize that whilst on the one hand it is sharafat, dignity and honor from Allah to be included in this ummah, but together with that, being the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carries with it a burden of responsibility. The previous ummats worshipped Allah and their ibadat was sufficient. This ummat ibadat is not sufficient. This ummah, through the barakat and the blessings of the khatme nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was entrusted with the ambassadorship of Islam. Every one of us is an ambassador. Every one of us is a representative, not of some town or some council or some locality or some country. Every one of us is a representative of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this earth. That is why, if you look at the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our perception of ittiba'i sunnat or ishq-e Rasul is what? Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our salah, in our ibadat. Sometimes adopt the dressing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All these are virtuous and are necessary and are required. But when we talk of being the ambassador of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us understand that majority of humanity are not exposed to our salah. They're not exposed to our tilawat of Quran or our getting up for tahajjud 2 or 3 in the morning. They're not exposed to our zikrullah. They are not exposed to our conduct in the masjid. What are they exposed to? They are exposed to our financial dealings, to our social interaction, to our conduct outside the masjid. How much have we imbibed within ourselves the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in those aspects? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah ta'ala istakhlasa hadha ad-din li nafsihi wa la yasluhu li dinikum illa as-sakha wa husnul khuluq. Ala fazayyinu dinakum bihima." A person who is tahajjud guzar, a person who fasts, a person who outwardly dresses in sunnah, a person who exerts himself in ibadat, in zikrullah, as we mentioned, is important. But our concept is that that individual has beautified and perfected his Islam. My respected brothers, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us in this hadith, what does he say? He says, Allah has chosen this deen for himself. This is deen-e-Islam. This is that religion which is linked to Allah. And he said, to make yourself worthy of Islam, to make yourself worthy of this choice and selection from Allah. Abdul? Abdul Bakaria, the father of Harun, please come to the back urgently. To make yourself worthy of this title of deen-e-Islam which Allah has given you, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it is necessary, it is incumbent that you incorporate within yourselves two qualities. What are those two qualities? He did not say salah. He did not say tilawat of Quran. He did not say become tahajjud guzar. What did he say? What are those two qualities that being linked to deen-e-Islam requires that you imbibe yourself with? He said, as-sakha wa husnul khuluq. Become generous. Become kind. Become cognizant of the needs of those around you. Become sympathetic towards humanity. And develop akhlaq and character. Ala fazayyinu deenakum bihima. He said, the beauty of Islam is in this. Is in generosity. Is in compassion. Is in concern. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khaslatan, khaslatan, la yajtami'an fi mu'min. He said, there are two qualities. That if these two qualities come together in a person, then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he cannot be a mu'min. He cannot have iman. These two qualities in his life and being a mu'min, it is inconceivable. What are those two qualities? The opposite of what we mentioned, he said, bukhl wa su'ul khuluq. He said, to be a mu'min and a miser is not possible. To have poor akhlaq and conduct and character and be a mu'min, it is not possible, even though outwardly the ibadat of Allah may be manifest in the life of this person. Ishq-e Rasool, ittiba'e Rasool is not confined only to aspects of ibadat. Where is the compassion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where is his generosity? Where is his sympathy? Where is his concern for humanity? Today in this ummah, one person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I am in need, help me. Between two mountains, there are goats, a valley full of goats. He says to this person, you see all these goats, take it, it is yours. This person goes back to his people. And he says, Aslim, فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يُعْطِي عَطَاءَ مَلَّا شَيْخْ شَافَاقَ. Ambassadorship of Islam. Generosity which melted the hearts of people. He goes back to his people, he says to his entire tribe, accept Islam. Because in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have seen a person who has such generosity that he does not fear poverty. Sahaba say, أَجْوَدُ النَّاسِ بِالْخَيْرِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of humanity. أَجْوَدْ مِنَ الْرِيحِ الْمُرْسَلَى. He said, they say, more generous than a blowing wind was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Hibban in his Sahih mentions the riwayat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the Bani Israel, there was one person. He had a dedicated place in the tree, which he used to make Allah's ibadat. He made Allah's ibadat exclusively for 60 years. 60 years of ibadat. No interaction with people. One day it started raining. He looked out of his room. And he saw the lush grounds, the beautiful flowers blooming. He thought to himself, let me go down. Let me live amongst the people. I'll make ibadat. I'll get more reward. He comes down. He has 2 pieces of bread with him. This is his sustenance. He carries it. As he proceeds on the ground, he meets a woman. A conversation starts. He becomes attracted to her. Eventually, this abid of 60 years makes zina with this woman. Then, regretting what he did, he finds a pool of water. He makes ghusl. After he has finished his ghusl, he's about to eat his 2 pieces of bread. One poor person comes. He says, I am hungry. Assist me. He points to the 2 pieces of bread. He says, take this. The poor man takes that. Allah's taqdeer becomes ghalib. This person passes away. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says on the day of judgment, his 60 years of ibadat will be put on one side. And this zina will be put on the other side. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says his zina will outweigh 60 years of ibadat. Then this 2 pieces of bread that he gave to a hungry person will be added to his scale of good deeds. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَرَجَحَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ. The scale of deeds with this 2 pieces of bread that he fed a hungry person will now become weightier. فَغُفِرَ لَهُ. And Allah will make his maghfirat. مَنْ أَطْعَمَ أَخَاهُ حَتَّى يُشْبِعَهُ وَسَقَاهُ مِنَ الْمَاءِ حَتَّى يُرْوِيَهُ بعده الله تعالى من جهنم 7 خنادق ما بين كل خندقين مسيرة 500 عام. Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, that person who fed his hungry brother till his stomach became full, quenched his thirst, Allah will distance him from Jahannam 7 trenches. The distance of each trench is a distance of 500 years. 3,500 years distance from Jahannam for feeding a hungry person. One hadith it comes, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who will feed a hungry person, Allah on the day of judgment will feed him with the fruits of Jannah. He who will give water to a thirsty person, Allah will give him rahiqul makhtum, the waters of Jannah on the day of judgment. Occasion of Jumu'ah is too limited for us to go into the fazail and virtues of compassion, of sympathy. Inna fil jannati ghurafan yura zahiruha min batiniha wa batiniha min zahiriha. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says there is one palace in Jannat which is so beautiful, made of such exclusive material that standing outside you will see inside. From inside you will be able to see outside, you will be see-through. Such a palace. Who will Allah give it to? He says, عَدَّهَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah has prepared this palace. لِمَنْ أَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَفْشَى السَّلَامِ وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ دِيَامِ. أو كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ. He said, bring 4 qualities in your life. Bring tahajjud salah in your life. Bring the quality of making salam. Of not thinking yourself superior to others. And what other quality? لِمَنْ أَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ. He said, become generous. Feed the people. Have compassion and concern for those around you. Allah will give you this palace in Jannah. The parting words, the last words on the lips of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his head resting on the chest of Aisha radiallahu anha. What must have been the dard? What must have been the pain in the heart? We talk of Ishq Rasul. We claim to have love and concern and compassion for him. What was his parting advice? As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. Oh my ummat, guard your salah. Oh my ummat, guard your salah. Guard the right of the one who works for you. Have compassion for the poor people of my ummah. Do not become firauns. Do not become mutakabbir. Do not become arrogant. Don't think yourself superior to the poor ones around you. Salah 90% of the ummah salah is out of their lives. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ Allah forgive us, 99% of the ummah. 99% of the ummah when it comes to dealing with their staff, when it comes to dealing with their subordinates, when it comes to dealing with the poor people, arrogance and pride has become the norm. That driver or that domestic servant that works for you, one day they don't come to work. What happens? You get upset, you get angry. I'm going to cut your wages off. One day's wage will cut off. That 100 rand that we cut off made no difference to us. But one day, for one day, you have put out the stove in the home of a pauper. You have kept the family of one gharib hungry for one day. Your wife wears a necklace that's worth 10,000 rand, or sometimes more than that. Your monthly grocery bill, you have to buy from Woolworths, hormone free, organic, that will run into thousands. Your children's toys, or the one visit to the pizza parlor, or to the coffee shop, is more than that amount that you have cut off from this gharib. Yet the concern and the worry is not there. Why didn't you ask permission? Perhaps his mother was ill. Perhaps somebody passed away. Perhaps he was tired, he's insan. Or that domestic servant that is slaving in your house and cleaning your toilet, she's also insan. She's got some little baby or child in some village or farm. Mother separated from her child to do your menial chores. Yet what is the appreciation? You're not prepared to even give a little bit extra salary. Why you think your rosy will get finished? You think you will run short? What we say, they are not worthy of it. We don't want to spoil them. When it comes to this question of worthy, what makes you and I worthy? One occasion, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali comes out of the masjid. They are beggars. He starts distributing money amongst them. His son says to him, Abba Jan, ye to mangne wale hai, haqdar nahi hai, istiqaq nahi rakhte hai. He says, my father, these are beggars. Many of them are pretending. They don't have a right. They don't have a right. He turns to his son and he says, oh my son, agar haqdar ki baat hoti hai, to mujhe tujhe ek lukma bhi nahi mil sake. If it comes to a question of a right, of being worthy of it, then you and I would not have got one morsel of food also. Allah is the giver. Allah is the giver. Allah is the giver. It is not your superiority that has put you in a position that you own acres of land, or that you're running a big industry, or that you have your own business, or that you are driving a fancy car. And the poor man is deprived of this, so he is inferior to you. Na'uzu billahi min dhalik. It is Allah's distribution. Allah is giving. And Allah is testing each and every one of us. That one lavish meal you'll have to impress your friends. Think of that domestic servant in your house. Think of her pain. That one lavish meal costs more than her entire month's salary. That one visit to the restaurant, which is now the norm. Our women mustn't cook on the weekends. It's their time off. That one visit to the best restaurant is more than the domestic servant's entire month's wages. And then one thing they do wrong, or one day they don't come, you get upset, cut the salary, speak anyhow, insult them, demean them. My respected brothers, a day is coming. A day is coming. Hal ataka hadithul ghashiya. Allah says, wait for that day which will envelop humanity. What day? Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah. The scream of that day will cause the eardrums of men to split. Al-haqqatu mal-haqqah. The day of haqiqat. The day of reality. Yawmul qiyamah. Yawma idhi yakhsarul mubtilun. A day when the wrongdoers will be exposed. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ The day of jaza, saza, the day of recompense. يوم التناد، يوم هم بارزون، يوم القيامة، يوم الحسرة، يوم الندامة، يوم الطامة الكبرى، يوم الصاخة. That day is coming. The scales of justice will be set up. قل كل يعمل على شاكلتي. In this world, do what you want. Allah is looking. Allah does not sleep. Allah does not doze off. Nothing is concealed from Allah. كل صغير وكبير مستتر كل في كتاب مبين لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء لا يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة. That day is coming. Where are you going to hide on that day? أين المفر؟ أين المفر؟ لا تخفى منكم خافية. Where are you going to hide? Where are you going to run from an Allah who sees everything? Day is equal, night is equal for him. He sees underneath the mountains. He sees in the depths of the seas. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدًّا. Allah says each one will have to give account on that day. Every time you open your mouth. On that day, in which saf, in which jamaat do we want to be counted? Do we want to be amongst the misers of that day? Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, by the qasam of my izzat, a bakhil person will never see Jannatul Firdaus. A miserly person will never enter Jannatul Firdaus. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, generosity is a tree in Jannat, its branches are in this earth. Become generous, he said, this branch will take you to Jannat. Miserliness is a tree of Jahannam. Its branches are on this earth. He said, the miserly ones, this branch will convey them to Jahannam. Where is the compassion? Where is the concern for the poor ones around us? For the yatim, for the orphan. Bashir bin Akhraba, this incident is mentioned in Imam Bukhari's Adabul Mufrad. Young boy, he comes with his father to Madina Munawara. His mother has passed away. Sahaba leave for Uhud. This youngster says, the day when the Jamaats were returning, I went out of Medina to meet my father. I climbed onto a hillock. Where's my father? Legion upon legion of Sahaba were passing. I couldn't see my father. Finally, in the last group, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I ran down. Ya Rasulullah, ماذا فعل أبي? O Nabi of Allah, what has happened to my father? فَأَعْرَضَ عَنِّي بِوَجْهِ. He says, the Nabi of Allah turned his face away. I came from the second direction. ماذا فعل أبي? Third direction. ماذا فعل أبي? فَأَعْرَضَ عَنِّي بِوَجْهِ. He kept on turning away. ثُمَّ اسْتَعْبَرَ فَبَكَى. Then he says, I noticed the tears on the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I saw this, ajhashtu bil buka. He says, I burst into tears that today I have no one left in the world. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked me up and he said, Ya Bashir, ama tarda an yakuna Rasulullah abak wa Aisha ummak. O Bashir, does it not make you happy that the Nabi of Allah will be your father and Aisha will be your mother? He said, Raditu ya Rasulullah, Raditu ya Rasulullah. May all of us be sacrificed on that Nabi. That Nabi rahmatul lil alameen who said, place your hand on the head of an orphan and the number of hairs underneath your hand, that many good deeds you will be. That much sins will be written off. On one occasion, he's sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi, a yatim comes. Look at the mode of expression this orphan addresses him. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, the wealth which Allah has given you, spend it on me. May Allah become happy with you in this world and in the hereafter. What is his response? He says, repeat that dua. Repeat that dua for me. Understand, appreciate the veracity of this. Who is asking a yatim for dua? The one whose face is wa duha. The one whose zulfa is wa layli idha saja. The one who will give light to the day of judgment. The one who will own maqam-e-mahmood. The one whose parwaz is qaba qawsaini aw adna. The one without whose sifarish and intercession, my and your hisab will not start. Without his intercession, we will not cross the pulsirat. Without his intercession, we will not enter Jannat. The flag of Allah's praise will be in his hand. And what is he doing? He is asking a yateem for dua. Asking a yateem for dua. Today, who is there to have concern for the orphans? Who is there to have compassion for the poor ones around us? Openly, lavishly, ostentation has become the order of the day. Millions spent on weddings. Moment the new model comes out, hundreds of thousands, the car has to change. Our homes, the height of opulence, keeping up with the James and Jones of society. On our doorstep, there are those who don't have basic sanitation. On our doorstep, there are those young babies that are clutching to the breast of their mothers and crying, those breasts are dry. Where is the compassion of Islam? What was the example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He kept his life in abject poverty. Abject poverty. Two months, the stove would not be lit in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to identify with the poor of his ummah. Anas radiallahu anhu asked him, Ya Rasulullah, on the day of judgment, where will I find you? He said, you will find me with the poor people of my ummah. He told Aisha, Ya Aisha, أحب المساكين وقربيهم فإن الله تعالى يقربك يوم القيامة. Aisha, have love for the poor people. Live amongst them. Identify with them. Allah will give you His closeness on the day of judgment if you will become close to the poor people. This is the talim of Islam. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hassan Rahmatullah Ali used to say, until and unless we don't bring ourselves down to the level of people, this arrogance, this concept of superiority doesn't come out from us. We don't have love for those around us. They don't regard us as their khair kha, as one who desires good for them. He says, till that time you will never ever become the means of their hidayat. If you want to be used for their hidayat, you have to bring yourself down to their level. You have to have love and concern. Dil par asar karte hai. This riwayat is mentioned in Mu'alim al-Tanzil. One occasion, the leaders, the arrogant leaders amongst the Quraysh, they form a delegation, Aqra bin Yabis, Tamimi, Uyayna bin Hisan Fazari and others. They come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, we are prepared to listen to your message. We are prepared to sit in your majlis, but one condition. These poor sahaba that are sitting around you, it does not behove us to sit in their company. Make a special time for us. Chase them away. We want exclusive time where they are not present. Then we will listen to your message. The thought came in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these poor sahaba, they are my companions, they won't mind. If I reserve exclusive time for this group, maybe they will accept Islam. They will be saved from Jahannam. So he said, okay, I'm prepared to do this. They look at the arrogance. They said, give us in writing. Give us in writing that we will have exclusive time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sends for Ali, who was his katib, his scribe. Before Ali can come, Jibreel has come. Before Ali can come, Allah's messenger has come. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا مَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَمَا مِنْ حِسَابِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَتَطْرُدَهُمْ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh my Nabi, you cannot do this. Allah will not allow it. Do not shun these poor sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam orders that page which had been prepared should be torn. But dil to ajeeb hote hai. The heart is a strange thing. These poor sahaba, they got hurt. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was prepared to send us away. This little bit dust, this little bit mail came in the heart. To cleanse this, Allah sends down Quran. The law of Allah is changed. What is Allah's law? That if a group of people are sitting, And an outsider has to come. The outsider has to make salam first. This group, this majlis people do not have to make salam. The outsider has to make salam first. But to clean the hearts of these poor sahaba, Jibreel is sent, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. O my beloved, O my Habib, it is your majlis, you are Mir Majlis, it is your gathering, you are the head. And Bilal has to come, Suhaib has to come, Khabbab has to come, Ammar has to come, Irbad bin Sariya has to come, Wasila bin Asqa, radiallahu anhum, there were more, just a few names I'm taking for example. If they have to come, O my Nabi, before they can make salam to you, you make salam to them. You make salam to them. Allah's Habib is cautioned about breaking the hearts of poor people. Where are you and I? Because we have extra wealth, Allah has given us more. Speak anyhow to our servants. Speak anyhow to our staff. One mistake they make, insult their mother, insult their father. You swear words. Have this attitude of arrogance. Mishkat Sharif riwayat, my respected brothers, Allah protect us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the proud people of this ummah, on the day of judgment, they will have the appearance of humans, but their bodies will be the size of ants. Their bodies will be the size of ants. Disgrace will surround them from every direction. They will be driven into one prison of Jahannam, which is called Bolis. A fire which will consume all other fires will be stoked over their heads. And their food will be the blood and pus of the other Jahannamis. Allah protect us. When these sahaba used to come, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiling would get up. Salamun alaykum, salamun alaykum. Kataba rabbukum ala nafsihi rahma. Marhaba, marhaba. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi ja'ala min ummati man umirtu an abda minhum bis salam. He used to say, peace, salamu alaykum, welcome. All praise is due to Allah who has created in my ummah such people that I have been commanded to make salam to them. Sometimes greet your staff. Sometimes make salam to their domestic servant. Teach them the akhlaq of Islam. Teach them the conduct of Islam. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this idea, I am superior. I am made of park water, they are of napak water. Sometimes we find it difficult to pick up the baby of our domestic servant. We are influenced by asabiyat. My respected brothers, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting with Sahaba, a brazen woman, shameless. She used to cavort openly with men. She passes. She says with arrogance, Muhammad, give me the food that you are eating. Give me the food that you are eating. He says, no problem. She says, no, no, I want the one from your mouth. I want the food from your mouth. Without hesitation, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam takes out the food that is in his mouth and places it in the mouth of this shameless woman. Sahaba say, no sooner had that luqma from the mouth of our Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered her mouth. They say from that day onwards, there was not a woman in Medina who had more haya and shame than this woman. It was that akhlaq and character that drew people towards him. Sayyid Shah Ataullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi. One occasion he was invited to one madrasa in Amritsar. Jalsa of the madrasa. After the jalsa, special Dastar Khan laid out. He's sitting on the Dastar Khan. The bangi of the madrasa. Those who know about India will know what a bangi is. The one who cleans up the feces from the toilets. That time there was not sewage system. Christian bangi. Lowest caste, lowest rung of society. He sees that person. Shah Sahib says to him, come and eat with me. Sit and eat with me. This bangi is shocked. He says, you are a Sayyid. Ale Rasul, Ale Rasul. What is Sayyid? Ale Rasul. Ale Rasul. He says, you are a prominent person. How can I eat with you? Shah Sahib insists. He makes the bangi sit with him. Then that piece of potato that is on his plate, he picks it up. He puts it in the mouth of this bungi. This bungi eats little bit. There's a little bit left in the hand of Shah Sahab. Shah Sahab takes the balance and he puts it in his mouth. This bungi gets up. He gathers his entire family and he brings them back to Shah Sahab. And he says, recite the kalima for us. Recite the shahadat of Islam for us, because this Islam has struck my heart. The life of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life of Sahaba Ikram are replete with such incidents. The life of our Salaf Salihin. My respected brothers cry tears of blood. Today masjids are full, jamaats are moving, khankas are full, Masjid-e-Haram is full. But the garden of the akhlaq of this ummah has dried up. The character, the compassion, the love, the concern for humanity that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, that is nowhere to be found. What is the situation in our homes towards our own domestic servants? 20, 30 years they are exposed to us. Not one day does the desire to enter into Islam come in their hearts. What Islam have we portrayed in our businesses? How many homes there are? That servant makes a mistake, she breaks one jug or one dish. The begum, the queen of the house, what is her reaction? She demeans her, insults her openly. My special set that I bought from Japan, you broke my set. You broke my made in Japan set. My respected brothers, her heart is made by Allah. Her heart is made by Allah. You are worried about made in Japan. What about made by Allah? What about made in Allah? What about the accountability in Allah's court? When my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at Baytullah and he said that you are a place of great sacred dignity and honor, but the sacredity, dignity and an honor and the honor of a Muslim is greater than you. Greater than Baytullah also is the sanctity which Allah has given a Muslim, which Allah has given our fellow human being. My respected brothers, to talk about these things is easy. We have to make qurbani. We have to move in humanity. Go with those pedal jamaats that are going to the villages. Go with those pedal jamaats that are going to the outskirts. See what is going on around us. See the abject poverty. See those places where for once a day, from one small funnel, little bit water comes, people are lining up kilometers long just to get basic amenities. And that water is not even clean, that water is black water. What hasn't Allah given us? What hasn't Allah given us? We are the representatives of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our goal is akhirat. Our goal is not this dunya. Bring these qualities of akhlaq. Bring these qualities of generosity in us. Move amongst humanity. Wallah, if you will bring even an iota of what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with in our own lives, people just looking at us will be attracted towards Islam. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.